in Los Angeles on the same day that his trial on other sexual assault charges began in New York. Prosecutors in Los Angeles have charged Weinstein with four charges, including forcible rape. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton says he's prepared to testify in the Trump impeachment trial if he is subpoenaed. In a statement, Bolton said that he made the decision with careful consideration. Bolton previously had said he would not testify before the House Intelligence Committee during its impeachment investigation unless he was subpoenaed and a judge ordered him to defy the White House. It appears Americans are using two dangerous drugs more than ever. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A new study revealing the use of methamphetamines and fentanyl is soaring nationwide. According to research gathered from over a million urine tests, samples testing positive for meth have increased sixfold, with about 8% testing positive last year compared to nearly 1% in 2013. Similarly, the percentage of exams coming back positive for fentanyl has quadrupled since 2013. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Judy Scheinlin, also known as TV's Judge Judy, is opening up about her decision to back former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg in the Democratic presidential race. She joins ABC's The View and says,
"When I looked at the field of 2020 candidates, for one reason or another, although I'm sure they're all very nice people, there was no other voice for me other than a voice of someone who has experience in governance, second only to the President of the United States, because New York City has the most diverse population of any place else in the United States of America, except the United States of America. There was a good feeling. It was a feeling that things were run effectively and efficiently during his 12 years as mayor."
Tourists in Italy near the Austrian border were waiting for a bus to arrive when tragedy struck. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
A suspected drunk driver plowed into a group of tourists at a ski resort in Italy, killing at least six people. A total of 17 people were involved in the crash, which happened at 1:20 in the morning local time in the northern province of Bolzano. All six who died were believed to have been tourists visiting from Germany. Four people were also injured, with two people being hospitalized in Austria. Police said the driver, a 27-year-old man, was arrested on suspicion of manslaughter.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm Georgine Trinkle, and we're in the studio after a little hiatus from being here with the chamber closed for a couple weeks, and then I think I had some other commitments. So we've had a nice break from each other, but now we're back here and getting into our new year and our new routine. So today's a catch-up day. We have some Hunterdon County news to go over, and some other things that are going on in and around Hunterdon County. But first, just in case you wanted to get to the Freeholder Reorganization meeting, you weren't sure where it was, it's at the Old Courthouse today, and it starts at 4. So I'll post that to our social media site in just a moment. In the meantime, I know we have to get some commercials and weather. Stay with us.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot in Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot in Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
All right, and we're back with the weather. So today we actually did have some snow on the ground this morning, and it did make the grass pretty and look pretty, and you could see the different animal markings, at least where I lived. But I'm happy to say the sun came out, all the snow melted, and it was not a disruption at all. We're looking at feels like temperature 40 degrees right now. So some good news here. We are gaining some time in our sunrise and sunsets. So our sunset is at 4:47 today. So it is a little sad when I leave the studio and it's dark out. So I'm looking forward to spending my weeks with you for a little bit so that when I do go outside, I have a little bit of daylight. And that makes me feel a little bit better. It is a little windy today, a little brisk wind at 5 miles an hour. And what we're looking at, there are all different kinds of weather forecasts for tonight into tomorrow that mention that S word, but it looks like we're okay. We have some partly cloudy skies tonight and a low of 27, and there's no chance of precipitation. So that is no longer an issue. Tomorrow, it's a nice day. We have a high of 41, which is higher than the average temperature for January. And on Wednesday, we have a high of 38, but it's very cold Wednesday evening. We're getting down into the teens. And Thursday, we bounce right back up with a high of 35. But wait until you hear what's coming up. Friday, which is January 10th, we have a 40% chance of rain, which is the first time in the week that we have precipitation again since Monday morning, and we have a high of 48. So I'm excited about that, but not as excited as I am for Saturday, where we hit 61 for our high temperature and a low of only 48. And Sunday, we're looking at a 51 high of the day, and the low just barely reaches down to freezing point. So we have to get through tomorrow night, which is a low of 28, and then Wednesday is our super cold night at 17, and then things really look up. Thursday's still a little chilly at 35, but then we have almost 50. We have 48, we have 61, and we have 51, and it looks like we're around 50 for the first part of next week. So it looks like we're going to get through the first part of January, the first half of the month, and still have days in the 50s and one day in the 60s. So I am not complaining about that at all. I think it's great, and I'm happy to share the good news with all of you. Let's finish up our commercials, and then I'll be back here in the studio with all of you.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, and here we are. So if you have listened to our format in the past, you know that we like to start out with a quote. Sometimes it, usually, not just sometimes, but usually, it is about our topic at hand. We try to be consistent and find quotes that really talk about our topic at hand or help to lead the way to our discussion and our topic. So Since it is New Year's, the start of a new year, that was scary. Me and these microphones, I'm glad you can't all see that. And I have a shorter chair this year, so hopefully this will not be too many limitations here in this studio with flying microphones around here. But Ben Jonson was a cavalier poet and one of my favorite poets, and you may all be familiar with his work, but he has a great quote that I would like to read for the new year, and it's this: to the old, long life and treasure; to the young, all health and pleasure. So it's a cute little way to come up with a saying for everyone to start the new year. So what we're going to do now is we're going to flip over to our music, and then we'll be back to talk about Round Valley Reservoir, New Jersey's and Hunterdon County's Bermuda Triangle.
When the energy comes and the dark side's light and the vampires roar, you strut your ass to wear in your suicide pose, and
All right, so I picked that song, Building a Mystery, because our next topic is the Round Valley Reservoir, where it has been reported that 26 people, or cases of people, have disappeared at Round Valley Reservoir since 1971. So I'm happy to be able to provide some information, which is a direct source from Weird, New Jersey. This article came out 2 days ago, and I saw it when our very great Hunterdon County Underground facilitator posted this as a local topic of interest. So I thought it would be fun to talk about this particular article and the mystery in Hunterdon County. We had to do a few commercials, and then I will be right back.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay, and we're back to talk about the Weird New Jersey article that is posted to our Facebook Hot and Hunterdon page, and you can also find it online at Weird New Jersey, and then it's Bermuda Triangle, and the title here is Round Valley Reservoirs, New Jersey's Bermuda Triangle. So I think in addition to Round Valley, having been someone who has not been born and raised in Hunterdon County, I always thought both the stories of Round Valley and Spruce Run were pretty fascinating and enjoyed hearing about how these were villages that became these reservoirs. And there are some great historic talks and lectures that happen typically in the library, the Hunterdon County North County Branch Library, even in Highbridge. There's an author of some New Jersey history books and historic events that often will do lectures, and we try to post those things, and I try to attend those things because they're both interesting in terms of history and fascinating in terms of being in a local area where things occur. So on Christmas Eve is what started the events, I think, of why Weird New Jersey posted some information about Round Valley Reservoir, which were that three individuals had to be rescued from sinking into the mud, the partially drained Round Valley Reservoir, and they made it out alive, but decided to do a little history about the people who weren't so lucky. So the reservoir is in Clinton Township. It was formed in 1960 by the New Jersey Water Authority. They constructed two large dams, and they flooded a large valley, which had formerly been occupied by a farming community. And that's what's always interesting to me, seeing pictures prior to the reservoir, both Round Valley and Spruce Run. So it reached its depth of 180 feet, and it is 2,350-acre reserve. So it's certainly a large area, and it is a state park. So when the government shut down, it's always really sad because there'll be signs that will say closed. When the state closes for a government shutdown, it's usually July 1st, for right in time for the July 4th holiday weekend. And of course, you may all recall that we covered this summer Spruce Run being closed on various dates for the bacteria in the water. So I don't think it was such a great reservoir season here in Hunterdon County. But we have 26 cases of people who have disappeared since 1971. And it says some with no apparent explanation. And I have read various explanations or summaries of the people that have disappeared. I have done no fact-checking on this article, so I'm taking this all right from Weird New Jersey. So the longest standing unsolved disappearance is dating back to May 4th, 1973. And you all know that I do read and love different mysteries, things that are unsolved, trying to figure out what piece of the puzzle someone looked at differently that could have perhaps shed light on the whole mystery. So in May of 1973, two men, one from North Arlington and the other from Jersey City, they were fishing on the lake in a 12-foot aluminum boat. It was later found capsized. Two yellow life jackets, a wooden oar, and a broken fishing rod and reel were discovered nearby. So it doesn't say if how it was reported they disappeared or any details of that. But it goes on to talk about another disappearance 4 years later in 1977. Two Trenton men, Craig Steer and Andrew Fasanello, 18 and 20 respectively, were last seen paddling their canoe along the North Shore line. And later the canoe and the camping gear were found washed ashore 4 days later. And then we get over to March 1989, and two more men, John Kubo and Albert Lawson, failed to return from a fishing trip in Round Valley. They also had an aluminum boat, but theirs was a 13-foot aluminum boat, and they had various personal items that were later found on the shoreline. They did recover Lawson's body several months later, but Kubo's body has yet to be found. And there was an Associated Press article that's cited in the article that I'm reading from, and it says that they chronicled an investigation which took place in Round Valley in 2006, and officials conducted a search for some of the unrecovered bodies that remain in the lake to this day. And the investigation read, in part, Round Valley Reservoir is a watery place where people disappear, never to be seen again. The description held true Wednesday after a 4.5-hour search of the sprawling Round Valley Reservoir failed to turn up any trace of six missing boaters and fishermen, some who were last seen in 1973. So they had 30 state police, FBI, and Bergen County Sheriff's officers who did a rescue attempt, I guess, or a search attempt. I always get those confused. Which one is a recovery? I guess it's a recovery, technically. So they went across the 180-foot deep reservoir looking for skeletal remains, clothing, or other signs of the missing victims, all who presumably drowned. On two boats, specially trained dogs were brought in, and they searched sections of the reservoir with special underwater robotic cameras. So what happens at the conclusion of that search? So at the conclusion of the search, it turns out that no human remains had been found. The death toll continues to mount. So Weird New Jersey does talk about that a little bit. And I know it's 180 feet deep, but I'm not sure why there are so many bodies there that can't be recovered. So there's plenty of, in Weird New Jersey, different possible explanations for these things. And of course, one has to be an alien, right? It is, we do need some kind of conspiracy theory to throw in there. So, let's see, what else do they say? If one body comes up, then another one is going down soon. So, I guess that is the local tradition on that Round Valley Reservoir. If one body comes up, another one comes down. So keep that in mind when you're picking what reservoir to go to. But what is interesting to me is, of course, that before it was a reservoir, there were several farms that were established, and the National Guard came in to do tank maneuvers. They could have wiped out a lot of the structures that existed, and they say that's where the weird stuff happens. So there have been numerous drownings, and sometimes there are different unrecovered bodies from drownings that will resurface. The water temperature is cold, and it preserves the flesh to a certain extent, as reported by Weird New Jersey, and it's also had its share of suicides. Two, which have been named in this article, one was a hanging and one was a self-inflicted gunshot. So they do cover it all, I have to say. And it is really beautiful. I'm not sure how the round part got its name, but if there's any, you know, Round Valley, if there's any, if that was what the name of the village was before it became a reservoir. But I always find that it's very interesting to be able to cover different stories that take place in Hunterdon. When was the last time you were at Round Valley Reservoir? Have you been there? It's a beautiful place to run, to walk, to hike, to canoe, to kayak. Have you gone swimming there or gone out in a boat and gone fishing? If you have, great, because we should take advantage of what this county has to offer. And if you haven't, maybe you will take one of my 50 or 60 degree days that are coming up later this week, and you'll make a pact to go and sit by the reservoir or walk the reservoir, take in the beauty of it that we have right here in Hunterdon County. We have two beautiful reservoirs, which is absolutely breathtaking and amazing that they could both be in one county. So we have to try to take advantage of it. Now we have to skip over to our commercials and the weather, but we'll be back in the studio in just a moment.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Roughly a dozen GOP senators want to change the Senate rules and allow for lawmakers to dismiss articles of impeachment against President Trump before the House sends them over. Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri introduced the legislation, arguing the Senate's impeachment rules did not envision a scenario where the House would delay transmitting articles of impeachment against the president, as Speaker Nancy Pelosi has done.
Nancy Pelosi is trying to run the Senate. She is trying to be the leader of the Senate and control what we do. She is trying to prevent a trial. And the bottom line is, that's not what the Constitution says.
Disgraced filmmaker Harvey Weinstein was indicted for rape in Los Angeles on the same day that his trial on other sexual assault charges began in New York. Prosecutors in Los Angeles have charged Weinstein with four charges, including forcible rape. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton says he's prepared to testify in the Trump impeachment trial if he is subpoenaed. In a statement, Bolton said that he made the decision with careful consideration. Bolton previously had said he would not testify before the House Intelligence Committee during its impeachment investigation unless he was subpoenaed and a judge ordered him to defy the White House. It appears Americans are using two dangerous drugs more than ever. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A new study revealing the use of methamphetamines and fentanyl is soaring nationwide. According to research gathered from over a million urine tests, samples testing positive for meth have increased sixfold, with about 8% testing positive last year, compared to nearly 1% in 2013. Similarly, the percentage of exams coming back positive for fentanyl has quadrupled since 2013. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Judy Scheinlin, also known as TV's Judge Judy, is opening up about her decision to back former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg in the Democratic presidential race. She joins ABC's The View and says,
"When I looked at the field of 2020 candidates, for one reason or another, although I'm sure they're all very nice people, there was no other voice for me other than a voice of someone who has experience in governance, second only to the President of the United States, because New York City has the most diverse population of any place else in the United States of America, except the United States of America. There was a good feeling. It was a feeling that things were run effectively and efficiently during his 12 years as mayor."
Tourists in Italy near the Austrian border were waiting for a bus to arrive when tragedy struck. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
A suspected drunk driver plowed into a group of tourists at a ski resort in Italy, killing at least six people. A total of 17 people were involved in the crash, which happened at 1:20 in the morning local time in the northern province of Bolzano. All six who died were believed to have been tourists visiting from Germany. Four people were also injured, with two people being hospitalized in Austria. Police said the driver, a 27-year-old man, was arrested on suspicion of manslaughter.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two. Wiped my brow, kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. That every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God blessed the broken road that led me straight to you. Yes, He did.
think about the years I spent just passing through. I'd like to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. Road that led me straight to you. That God bless the broken road that led me straight to you.
I guess I'm kind of in a broken road, broken mood, kind of broken heart day. So events in Hunterdon County, and that was Rascal Flatts. And I feel like yesterday, what made me play that song is yesterday I heard a song on the radio from Rascal Flatts, and it had been a long time since I heard a song from them on the radio. So I had forgotten how great they are. So hope you all enjoyed that. Now, what's going on this weekend around Hunterdon County? So there are things that are happening. And I just have to find them. So I know that there is a bonfire, and I think it's this weekend. So it looks like we have to go to social media to get the information on this, because I can't find it on the website here. So let's see, I think last year the bonfire actually was canceled, maybe like the Department of Environmental Protection postponed it or canceled it. I just remember there was a lot of things going on. So does that make the bonfire the 12th annual? I think it does. Hopefully it does if Saturday is the 18th, and it is, so I had the right year. So good. So it's the 12th annual Town of Clinton Bonfire. It's at Hunts Mill Park, and it is a public event by the Town of Clinton, and it's a tradition that continues. It's a family type of event. There's horse and carriage rides, hot chocolate, cookies, music, marshmallow roasting, and the spectacular bonfire. Small Town America at its finest. All are welcome. And they'll also be collecting some canned foods for the Open Cupboard food pantry. So if you're not familiar with that, the Open Cupboard has a thrift store, upscale thrift store, I guess you would call it, very near to where the fire department, the Clinton Fire Department, is. So that is going on, and it looks like a fun event. There are a lot of people interested on social media. So I'm going to share this to our page now, and it is not this weekend, but it will be next weekend. So let's see if I can get this while we're on the air here. I did. All right. So we got that taken care of. And then I wanted to talk about the Lambertville Winter Festival. So I'm going to get that information up. that should be loading on my phone here in just a moment. So the Lambertville Winter Festival, I must confess, I have wanted to go every single year. And one year I went as a work event. I really didn't enjoy it as much as, I guess, I wasn't really participating in anything. I was really there to observe. That it was such a great event and something maybe that could be carried to other communities. So it's the same weekend as the Clinton Bonfire, but it's through 9D. So there's different events starting on January 18th and going right through January 26th. And what's so cool about this festival, I think, is that it's two rivers, two states, the Lambertville New Hope Winter Festival. So there is a schedule, and I'm going to get this on our Facebook site while we take a quick commercial break, and then I will be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
You left your Bible on the dresser, so I put it in the drawer. 'Cause I can't seem to talk to God without yelling anymore. When I sit at your piano, I can almost hear the...
All right, that gets our commercials up to date here for the new year. I think we played one twice, but I think I played it as it was reported here on my sheet. So I should have caught that. You got a repeat in there. So the other things that are going around in Hunterdon County, well, one thing I wanted to mention, and I haven't seen a movement in Hunterdon, but there is a call out for crocheters and knitters to help with the animals in Australia. who need certain things, and there's patterns that are free and available online. So I know I am going to get at least one crocheter and knitter with me to make a few things so we could send them off for the animals. I haven't heard any other requests at this time other than that that has come across loud and clear on the Facebook social media. So I will make sure that that gets posted. And then I wanted to check out what the Hunterdon County events were this time of year. So if you don't know, the North County branch and the Maine Library both offer a lot of different events throughout the year, but I know I tend to take advantage of them more in the winter when a trip to the library sounds so much easier and is so much easier to get to than sometimes those busy days when in the summer where you have so much light, you don't want to give up a minute to go inside. So last year they had a fiber art group that met once a month throughout the winter. And I thought that was such a great idea and something that maybe we could see and check in on this year to determine if they have another group going on. I know I was quite impressed over maybe December. I popped into the library, as is my practice, a few times a month, and they had a lot of different yarn and were asking people to crochet scarves or blankets, but they were actually providing the yarn. And I found out too late because I would have been happy to donate leftover yarn for some talented people who could do something much more extravagant than I could. So what's going on at the library is in January, there's exhibits that happen at the main gallery and the lobby, and there are some student shows. The North County branch has Living with Abe Lincoln, so that sounds fun. I don't know what's in that, but that's pretty good. Now let's see what kind of events they have. Let's see. Let's do adult programs. I know last year I was over at the Tewksbury Library, and they had such a cool thing at the beginning of the year for all the seniors that received electronic gifts and didn't know what to do with them. If they were new telephones or iPads or any type of electronic thing, they had some high school students and volunteers and college students that were very apt at those types of programs come in, and the seniors or anyone was able to get some interesting ways to get their devices up and running without having to pay for it or trek over to the mall. So what's going on are a wool keeper program at the Hunterdon County Library. So that's tomorrow. A yoga and meditation at the library. North County Branch Library. Huh. That's from 12 to 1 on the 7th. To check out my schedule here. Then there is a beginning Italian lessons from 10 to 11. I think I know someone who is trying to find Italian lessons, so I'll have to pass that along. And if you get through that, they also have advanced Italian lessons, so something to keep in mind. Then they have some films, the River and the Wall film. It's a Sierra monthly drop-in, so the Sierra Club hosts meetings and has guests, and everything's always open to the public, so that is great. They have that going on, and they have a few other movies. They have Tai Chi. They have a muscle rebalancing and stress relief workshop. This is amazing. So I was just expecting to see maybe a commercial event, you know, a flyer for one of the music programs, but they have so many things, and they actually have a mystery book club at the Tewksbury Library from 6:30 to 8, and it's Devil in a Blue Dress. So that's on the 14th of January. That does sound fun, huh? And they have discussions, book discussions. So you can see from me rattling on about all these different events that they have. It's so amazing to me that all of these things are happening, including a poker night at the Tewksbury Library on January 21st. And they have a group of players of all levels. So isn't that fun? Isn't that better than sitting at home lamenting that it's winter and wishing things were maybe a little bit different? See? You can just go over to the library and do all of these different things. If you are a crocheter or a knitter, there is a Hats for the Homeless program that's going on, and they probably are collecting for Project Homeless Connect, which is coming up. And then they also have different movies, The Peanut Butter Falcon, which is an adventure story set in the world of modern Mark Twain. I think I would love that movie. And that's at the North County branch, and that is on January 25th. So there's so many things going on. It's really interesting to know. You can learn all of these different events like Tai Chi, meditation. I'm probably sure there is a mediation workshop offered by one of the local attorneys. But you can find out how to make a rug and all of these amazing things that are right under the roof of the different libraries that are available throughout the county. So it may be the North Branch, it could be the Tewksbury Library. Just take a look at the main website, or go, if you're only interested in attending an event at your local branch, then just click on that particular branch off the main Hunterdon County Library website, and the events for the month will come right up. You can look at that in PDF form, or simply by scrolling down as I did. And that just about wraps up our hour here today. I am going to work on rescheduling a guest that was set to call in December, and then we had some snow and some holiday time, I guess we'll call it, a little break here. So I'll get that back on track for next week. And if you have an upcoming topic you want to cover or you want to be a guest, you can just call in anytime, and you can email me at georginetrinkle@comcast.net, and we can take it from there and get you booked as a guest. You could call in, or you could come into the studio. So thanks for spending the Monday with me. It is not pitch blackout, so I am quite excited about that. It does always start to get better in January. New time, new days, and a little bit more lights. Have a great week.
Don't you wish we tried? Do you feel what I feel inside? You know love is stronger than pride. Oh, no, don't let your anger grow. Just tell me what you need me to know. Please talk to me, don't close the door. Cause I wanna hear you, I wanna be near you. Don't fight, don't argue. Give me the chance to say that I'm sorry. Just let me love you. Don't turn me away. Don't tell me to go. Don't give up on trust. Don't give up on me, on us. We can just hold on long. Sorry, just let me love you. Don't turn me away. Don't tell me to go. Don't pretend that it's okay. Things won't get better that way. And don't do something you might regret someday. Don't.
Grow up. When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton says he's prepared to testify in the Trump impeachment trial if he is subpoenaed. In a statement, Bolton said that he made the decision with careful consideration. Bolton previously had said he would not testify before the House Intelligence Committee during its impeachment investigation unless he was subpoenaed and a judge ordered him to defy the White House. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the death of General Qasem Soleimani should be welcomed.
We should welcome his death and its complication of Tehran's terrorism industrial complex, but we must remain vigilant and soberly prepare for even further aggression.
The Kentucky Republican speaking there on Capitol Hill, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the airstrike endangered U.S. service members and diplomats' lives. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In July of 2019, Jeffrey Epstein, already a convicted sex offender, was arrested and charged in sex trafficking by federal prosecutors. On August 10th, Epstein was found dead in his federal jail cell in Manhattan's Metropolitan Correctional Center. The New York City Medical Examiner's Office ruled Epstein's death a suicide by hanging. Dr. Michael Bodden is one of those who believes that Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. He tells CBS's 60 Minutes.
The forensic evidence released so far, including the autopsy, point much more to murder and strangulation than the suicide.
A major U.S. auto manufacturer is reporting its 2019 sales. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Ford Motor Company reporting a 3% drop in its U.S. sales for 2019. Fourth quarter numbers down by 1.3%. Truck sales for Ford, though, were up by 9.1%.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the top 10 movies at the box office.